This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in a state-level function organized in Kurukshetra of Haryana to commemorate the 358th Martyrdom Day of Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, Hindi Chadar. He paid respect to Sri Guru Granth Sahib and later visited the exhibition organized to commemorate the 358th Martyrdom Day of Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. Mr. Modi also released a special coin and commemorative stamp marking the 358th Sahidi Divas of revered Guru. Bharat-Tibet Sahyog Manch leaders are led by National Organization General Secretary of the Forum, Pankaj Goyal, is a pilgrimage visit to Bumla Pass, international border bordering China, while returning from Bumla Pass of the 14th Tawang pilgrimage organized by Indo-Tibet Sahyog Manch. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu felicitated the team leaders and thanked all the tourists from across the country under the leadership of Pankaj Goyal to Bumla, Tawang and Arunachal Pradesh. The result of the Arunachal Pradesh Teacher Eligibility Test, APTET 2023, has been officially declared today. The State Council of Educational Research and Training, Itanagar, conducted the APTET 2023 on 23 November 2025 across designated examination centers. Candidates may check their results through the following official websites: www.arunachaltet.in or www.assertarunachal.nic.in. Dr. Tai Nyori, former registrar and controller of examinations at Rajiv Gandhi University, passed away last night. He was the first NIFA candidate to qualify the BA and MA history honors and enter coaching profession as lecturer. He was also the first Arunachali to qualify the PhD in history subject in 1988. He joined the Rajiv Gandhi University in 1990, first as controller of examinations and as registrar. For his pioneering services in the field of education and academic administration, he was awarded a Glory of India Gold Medal and Vijay Ratan Award by New Delhi-based social organization and from the Department of Higher Education, Government of Arunachal Pradesh. Besides, Dr. Nyori was the founder or president of the Indigenous Faith and Cultural Society of Arunachal Pradesh when it was formed in 1999. His research work on history and culture of the Adis has been well received by the scholars of the country and abroad. Divang Valley District today formally commenced the first session of the training program for presiding officers and polling officers ahead of the Panchayat election 2025 at the DC's conference hall for the smooth conduct of the upcoming electoral exercise. Addressing the participants, DC cum District Election Officer Bekir Nyorak underscored the gravity and sanctity of the electoral process, urging all officers to approach their duties with utmost diligence, integrity and professionalism. The training session featured detailed hands-on demonstrations to 81 officials on critical aspects of election management. The modules included step-by-step polling procedures, proper handling and safeguarding of polling materials, meticulous documentation practices, and the correct operation and sealing protocols of the ballot box. The nomination process for the 2025 Pasighat Municipal Council elections of East Siang District Panchayat election concluded on Monday, with 27 candidates filed nomination papers for the 8 councillor seats across 8 wards. The stage is now set for a competitive poll across Pasighat town for PMC seats. Indian Army Trishakt Corps has commenced intensive AMAR Army Martial Arts routine training at altitudes exceeding 14,000 feet, significantly enhancing close combat readiness in some of the most demanding operational zone along the northern borders. This training prepares soldiers to respond effectively even when conventional weapons are not immediately available. AMAR is a modern combat system that blends traditional Indian martial arts with globally proven close combat techniques. The 3103 Studio, a pottery studio based in Nahalagan, conducted a creative interactive webinar on art of pottery as a heritage of Arunachal Pradesh to mark the celebration of World Heritage Week along with Indian National Trust for Art and Culture Heritage Intact Arunachal Chapter today at E-Sector in Nahalagan. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.